All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, September 17th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some MLB and WNBA action tonight, and then we have Thursday night football tomorrow between the Dolphins and the Bills. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All righty. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We actually didn't have any questions come in prior to the show, so that was kind of interesting. We've been hammering out a bunch of questions lately, but gives us an opportunity to kind of focus on building some lineups and using SaberSim. So I figured I'd get get the slate up for tomorrow's Thursday night football showdown. We can kind of talk some showdown strategy and kind of go from there. So one thing people ask me a lot about is managing duplication in showdowns, right? It's a couple different ways that you can do that. One way, right, is to manipulate your minimax salary for that you allow in your builds, right? Like, I'm pretty sure I saw it was either Monday or it was Sunday night. I don't remember. But somebody shipped with like a 45K min salary lineup. I actually think it was Monday. It was whatever day the Vikings and the Falcons played. I'm like pretty positive it was like a 45K lineup. So if we come in here. And this might just be like something good to look at. Okay, let's go to Monday. No, it wasn't these. It was for sure Sunday night. All right, so we go to Sunday night. And then we go to the 250K to first. And we're just going to let this load real quick. This isn't the one I was thinking about, but this is like another good example of like some of these top lineups, like very low salary, right? 46.8, 47.2, 47.6, 47.7, 48, right? Like a lot of kind of low salaries here, right? And notice that these lineups are duplicated a lot less times, right? First is unique. Second is unique. Third place is duplicated six times. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's seven people play the same lineup. Tenth is unique, right? So you can just kind of see like how, you know, people are leaving a lot of salary on the table. And one, these lineups are winning, and two, you know, they're winning a big amount of the prize pool when they do so, right? So I know it's like a little scary to leave a lot of salary on the table. But it can be very beneficial, right? Especially when things kind of don't go the way you'd expect, like that game did, where it was very, very low scoring. I don't think there was a single passing touchdown. I think there was one rushing touchdown in that game by Algier. So super, super interesting way that one played out. Wasn't the best game to watch. It was make you scratch your head a little bit, but anyways, right, that happens. So we go back to the upcoming showdown, right? And he said I usually max FanDuel at 58.5. yeah, that's exactly the same as what we're talking about, right? So I like that. So one thing you could do here, right, is kind of open up your salary band. So maybe I'm willing to play a little bit lower salary lineups. You know, maybe I'm willing with like, I don't know, 43.5, And then my max, you know, maybe I'm going to max it at like 49.5, right? So I've taken a 5K band. I've made it 6,000 to increase my range. And then I've lowered the maximum 500, for example, right? This is something that you could try, right? This is one way of trying to get more unique. All right, we make our two adjustments, two projections. And then we'll just build the 5K lineup. So not going to really do anything else here, really, other than that. That's kind of the only duplication step that I'm taking here. I'm not going to set any rules. I'm not going to use any filters. I would turn on my templates if, you know, I had an entry file uploaded here. I'm just going to use my lineups template for now. But these are all things that just kind of going over like some of the basics here, like things I would try and do. All right, so our build is finishing. And lineups are just loading still. All right, cool. So pool finally loaded. We're in the post build now. Our contest sim is kicking off. So we'll let that go. I'm going to change my lineups to 150 here. So just say, you know, we're going to play 150 lineups. Okay, sim runs. Diversifier is running now. So diversifier runs, we got lineups here, we have exposures, we have everything that we want. I'm going to move a couple columns around just for my own liking. Anytime you guys move columns around, like on the home screen, the builder should remember it on like future slates, just so you guys know. Somebody did ask me that question this week, so I wanted to mention it. Okay. This is about good here. And where's my exposure? All right, cool. So this is just the way I like to see it. Captures everything I want. All right, cool. So we got this all set up. We're going to come in here, sort by exposures. We got our 150 lineups set up for us. You can look at them in this compact view. You know, compact view is like really good if you want to like compare metrics, right? It's like quickly like kind of scroll down and kind of see them, all these metrics side by side, ROI, salary, projection, right? If you care more like a little bit about the players and like the lineups, you know, you kind of want to see what that's looking like, I would open the settings and turn off this use compact lineup view. I'm actually going to turn off, this is a new toggle in case you guys didn't know about this one, auto run diversifier. Basically any change you would make would like, and if you made a change, you hit apply, it would rerun the diversifier. Now you could turn this off, set up everything you want, and then run it all at once. I think that's good if you're making exposure adjustments, turning on and off filters, right? Like maybe you're using a geomean filter and you're trying to figure out what number to set it at, right? Well, every time you hit save, the diversifier would auto run. Well, now you can save, check how many lineups go in the trash. Maybe you need to readjust it, and then you save it again, and then you want to run it, right? So just some small things there. But anyways, getting back to this, right? If I want to see the lineups a little bit better as far as like the players go, okay, I turn off the use compact lineup view toggle, and then this will take my lineups from being in a row format and then expand them like so here, right? So here, you know, I can see the lineups in like this view that's like a little more similar to like how you see it on the app, right? Like when you're actually building lineups like on your phone or computer, right? Kind of in this setup. So you can see the lineups here if I wanted to. Getting back to this one, right? I actually want to show this off. So the diversifier normally auto runs, right? Okay, well, what if I want to set a, some ownership filter, right? For instance. Okay, so first let me get rid of all these old filters that I don't need anymore. Okay, so then maybe I just call this one, you know, some ownership. And we'll let this catch up. All right, so then I go ownership. And then I'll say show lineups with ownership less than, right? You could always change these, right? If you want to say hide lineups with ownership greater than, or you could say show lineups with ownership less than, it's the same thing. So then, I don't know, let's say I want to do 200, right? Okay, well, I'm setting this to 200. I want to see when I save it, how many of my lineups are left, how many go in the trash, right? Right now, I believe I left on the auto run diversifier. So as soon as I click save and then this process is, the diversifier should start running, okay? And it does, right? Well, here it only got rid of like 7 lineups, right? A very, very low number of lineups went in the trash. Well, what if I wanted to just click this and redo it, right? Well, if I'm doing that while a diversifier is in progress, might run into some issues, okay? So now what I can do is I can just turn this off, which is the auto run diversifier toggle, change this to 190, save it, and then my number of lineups is going to update, and the diversifier is not going to rerun here. So it's just selecting the same lineups, it's just getting those back. But now I have a diversify button. Okay, hey, you can re-diversify. Well, I'm not ready to, right? I need to drop this more. You know, I need to drop it to 170, right? I drop it to 170. Well, now I have 812 lineups in the trash. And now because of that, I'm kind of right in the range that I want to be. You know, we always kind of talk about filtering out lineups with high ownership to try and be more unique, right? Some ownership is another way. We can condense that down, and we've taken off about the top 10 to 20% of like the highest owned lineups, you know, 500 to 1,000 range, and we're at 812. Now, you know, our lineups are starting to, our pool is starting to chop off some of those lineups we kind of don't want to consider based on their ownership. And we're getting down closer to where we want to be, right? Which is lineups that are lower duped, but still have a good chance of winning, right? That's kind of like the sweet spot that we're trying to hit. They say it's easy to play unique lineups because you just play a bunch of lineups that nobody would play because they're bad, right? You just play bad lineups. We want to find lineups that are good, hopefully unique, but maybe have, you know, single digit duplication and a good chance of winning, right? Trying to strike a nice balance there. All right, so we've talked about some salary stuff, talked about some ownership stuff, right? Another thing we can consider, and just before we go on, I'm going to check for any questions coming in here. IQ said, what's good? I don't know if I've earned the GOAT title, but I appreciate the compliment. What's up? All right, looks like we're still all set here, so I'm going to keep this rolling. So we've done a little some ownership stuff. All right, great. Anytime you're going to use more than one filter, I would turn off one that you've already set up. And the main reason for doing that is because you want to analyze the filters that you're using individually and then let them combine in case there's overlap, right? Like, okay, I filter out 812 lineups with some ownership, but then what if I turn on a geo mean one and then I get rid of another 500. Well, are those 500 different ones? How many of those overlap, right? Because your geo means and your sum ownerships should generally overlap, because high sum ownership in a lineup generally means higher geo mean, unless you're playing a bunch of high owned guys and maybe one 1% owned player, then maybe, right? But there should be some overlap there. So analyzing the filters individually is a very good thing to do. Okay, well, what if I want to go a step beyond sum ownership? What if I want to use product ownership? First off, if you don't know what product ownership is, you know, we have a tutorial on that one. And I don't see it. All right, I don't know where my tutorial went. I'll find it. We talk about it all the time, so I'll make sure I get that back in here. But anyways, just like a tutorial talking about the differences between product ownership, sum ownership. Super simple example. Let's say I have a lineup that is a two-man lineup, and it has a sum ownership of 100%. I could have two lineups with 100% sum ownership, but one of them has a player who has two players that are both 50% owned, right? So this two-player lineup has a two 50% owned players with a sum ownership of 100. The other one might be 95% ownership for one player and then 5% ownership for the other. The second lineup with the 5% owned player will probably be duplicated less times, even though the sum ownerships are equal. So it's kind of taking into account that aspect of it and what is an individual player's ownership and using that to kind of estimate duplication. So product ownership, really good way of doing that. You could do that in the Saversim app. If you go to, you can open up your pool, for instance. And then what you're going to do is create a custom metric. You go down to this add metric if you're on ultimate here, and then we can say, okay, I'm going to name it. We call it, it's called geometric mean. I just call it geo mean for short. So I'm going to say my own product parentheses geo mean value. So it's going to display the geo mean for each lineup. I can click this gear and then I can add it once I've created it. Okay, great. Now I can see it, right? Well, now that it's a metric, now I can filter by this. Okay, so then I'm going to say, you know, in my pool, I want to filter lineups. So say, show lineups with geo mean less than X, right? And again, I'm going to do the same thing as before. Maybe we start with, 22. And the only other thing I would have done is probably name it. When you name these, the filters will stay regardless, but naming them can, you know, make them easily identifiable for future slates and builds that you do. That way you don't have to click into it every time to see, like, hey, what are the contents of this filter, right? So then I'll just name it geomean. Cool. So in this build, right, I'm doing a lot to try and make my lineups more unique. I've lowered my minimum salary, lowered my maximum salary. I have a geo mean filter that just filtered out about 800 lineups. I have a sum ownership filter that filtered out about 800 lineups, right? I turned them on together. Now I've filtered out about 1,500 lineups. So a small amount of overlap there. So now that I've got my filters on, you know, I can, and I'm done with those, right? Okay, now I can re-diversify and let Saversim pick the new best available lineups here, which will update our exposures. And then we can go back to our actual group with our 150 and then start analyzing that as opposed to spending time looking at the pool here. So now I'm ready to go, right? I have all three different things in place trying to help me be more unique, which is good, right? Because when you win, you want to win as much of the first place prize as you can. Now I can look at my exposures and my leverages, you know, very flat leverages, some positive leverages on Allen, Achan, Hill, James Cook, those are all, you know, seem like good high upside players to be on. I go over to my flex. Okay, a little bit of a stand on Ray Davis here. Cheaper RB2. Malik Washington, I think it's like a cheaper RB3, so some pay down options, right? Probably helps us to get to some of these higher salary captains, so it seems okay. A little bit low on Tyreek in the flex. We did have some positive leverage in the captain, so it seems like it kind of evens out. It seems like our total exposure will be somewhat in line. A lower salary tight end for Miami, okay, about 5% ownership. We have about 17%, so somewhere around 3x the field there. He has decent pool exposure, so it seems okay. I'm just checking these things, right? I think this is the kicker. Yeah, a little under on the kicker for Miami. Okay. You know, some things I just hope they work out. Being low on the kicker seems like one of those things. Like, hey, I hope we're right. Got to take stands somewhere. I'm okay with it. But yeah, so I've kind of, you know, set up a bunch of things, let SaberSim handle all the in-between, did a little QA work, checking it all. You know, I'd be happy with these lineups, right? I'd be ready to save them and upload them to my contest. So it's a little bit of a Thursday night football walkthrough for you guys ahead of tomorrow. Mark said, if I'm going back to review my builds after the fact, what's a good flashback ROI? Good question. So flashback ROI, in my opinion, is always going to be relative to the contest you are looking at, okay? So what I would do is I would figure out what is the highest sim ROI that somebody who entered the same amount of lineups as me or more had. So like for instance, right, maybe you're playing a 150 max, but maybe you only put 20 lineups in it. Okay, well, look at everybody who put 20 or more lineups, right? It is easier to have a high sim ROI if you are only playing one contest, just so you guys are, if you're only playing one lineup, right? So like, let's say I go to the flea flicker, for instance, right? Okay, I go to the flea flicker. And we're going to go into users. Okay, we'll wait. All right, so I come in here, I go to users. Looks like Jordan was in here. So then let's say I entered 10 lineups, right? Okay, so let's get rid of, no, let's not get rid of entries. Wait. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to filter by entries. I just want kind of want to show this off, right? So let's say I go in entries, I go greater than or equal to 10. And then I sort by sim ROI. Okay, and I'm just going to unpin Jordan for now. So the highest sim ROIs for people who enter 10 or more lineups is about 101, right? We see 71. We see some other really big numbers as far as like lower entries, right? 35 has high. 50 as high, 25, 61. If I increase this to only 150 maxers, well, now the numbers are like a little bit lower, right? So it's always kind of relative to like how many entries you have. I guess like that's my point here. Now, so that's why it's good to do, if you have less than, do greater than or equal to your entries. Now in this contest, highest sim ROIs of maxers are somewhere around, somewhere between like 40-ish percent, right? There's one person at 68, but there's a group of people between 40 and 49, right? So 40 to 50 is good. I would say anything above 30 is probably good, right? You're in the top like 15 to 20 maxers in this contest. So here, 40 to 50 might be like a really good number, right? Okay, well, let's say that instead of that contest, you played the quarter jukebox, right? I'm going to just go find it. Quarter. Okay, quarter jukebox. I'm going to click on this one. All right, so let's let this load. All and it'll just take a second to populate. All right, we're gonna wait. Just like another big contest, so it can take a little bit to load. Okay, so I think here's kind of good troubleshooting thing, right? Nothing's populating. I think it's because we still have entries filtered for 150 here. So then I would just right click on this. And as soon as this responds, okay, cool. Turn that off. Let's look at people who maxed it, right? 20. All right. Well, like in this contest, you know, 40 to 50 might not be so good, right? Because here, the highest is 111. There are numbers in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, right? So like here, you know, you're above 30%. Like, okay, you know, 30% is nice, but it's like you probably have a lot more room for improvement here, right? So the point is to always compare versus the highest sim ROIs in the contest and then use that as your measuring stick of what is a good sim ROI. But as far as general guidelines, I think as long as, you know, you're within the top 20 to 30 people on the list, depending here, right? Like, I would say the 111 is like a bit of an outlier. I'd say if you're anywhere above like 60%, you're like pretty good here. And that could be like 30-ish people down in this contest, right? So it's a little subjective, but, you know, pick a number that's fairly close here and then use that as like your kind of guiding marker. All right, next question. Andrew, can you show how to build a cash lineup on the ultimate plan? Yeah, absolutely. So let's say that I am going to today. Building cash is going to be the same like across sports. So, you know, like I'm going to go to today's MLB contest. And we'll let this load. Mark said, thank you, you're welcome. All right, we'll go back to this one. Actually, I want to try something. Okay, we're on today. I'm in a hard refresh here. See if I can help this to move a little bit faster. Sometimes the streaming software bogs down my computer a little too much. Okay, let's see if we can get to today's MLB slate. 1, 2, 3. MLB only show today. Games. Looks like we have an 8-game, or we had a 5-game early, and then we have an 8-game main in a couple hours. All right. So let's go to a build. All right. So building cash lineups on Ultimate. What you're going to do is, first thing you're going to do is change your build mode from sim to optimizer. So you do that in the settings. You change build mode from sim to optimizer. Now, I don't think you actually need that many cash lineups. So I just change this to 20. Just want to build the top 20 cash optimals. You're going to get a pop-up. I'll just say yes here. It's going to use high salary automatically. If you want to increase this, you can. I'm going to make two super small adjustments to projections. And I changed these by 0.01, so to have as minimal impact as possible. Want to change it super, super small. And then I'm going to build this, right? So it's going to solve the highest projected lineup possible, and then build the second highest projected, and then the third, and then the fourth, right? So, okay, we generate these. Great. Let's let them load. All right. So I have a lineup, my lineup group. I'm going to change this to 20 to match the pool. I'm going to change diversity from portfolio to uniques. Because we don't need the Sims, right? We don't need the diversifier. Okay, I change it to uniques. I'm going to change rank by from ROI to projected score. So show me the highest projected lineups first, the top. Okay. And then I come in here sorting by projection 109.7, 109.4, 109.4, and so on and so forth. So this is how I would be building cash lineups on Ultimate. All right. Next question. I followed your satellite template setup, but had to manually add them. Was that because it didn't meet the criteria as GPP and/or 100% to first? Thanks. I'm not sure. The 100% to first should capture most of the contest. If you're having an issue where like you think this template is supposed to do one thing, but it's not, best thing to do is use the reporter problem. You send this to us. This will allow us to, like, go in and like look at your templates and see like, okay, what about these? What are these templates saying? Should this be capturing all of it? And if so, why isn't it? And then we can get back to you with a response. So the template that I showed should work. If it's not working, let us know. Happy to look into it for you. All right. Are we still suggesting trimming lineup pool after contest sims run? Just depends on what you're trying to accomplish, right? Like we did it for showdown, you know, because we were trying to get rid of some high dupe lineups. I don't have a great reason for doing it for MLB Classic, right? So it's going to kind of depend. Like, hey, if your goal is to chop off some dupes, then yeah, like post lineup filtering can be good. If, you know, you're trying to accomplish some other goal, well, yeah, post filtering is okay. I think I just want to say that. Filtering your lineups after your build is totally okay. So don't be afraid to do it. You know, do it with a specific goal in mind. For me, it's just, you know, getting rid of some of those high dupe lineups. One thing to note is that the portfolio diversifier will not use negative ROI lineups. So you don't have to worry and set a filter that says, you know, only show me lineups with ROI greater than zero, because it's doing that automatically for you. All right, next question. Add in that cash question. Isn't it possible using templates instead of using the optimizer? So you can put all of your cash contests into a group with templates, but the lineups aren't being built, optimized for cash. So using the optimizer mode will build you lineups constructed for cash games, which is typically you want to have as high a projection as possible or have a high 50th percentile. If you do it in your normal build but have a cash group, well, those are going to be built using sim mode. You could set it in your template to rank by projected score by default. But that doesn't mean the highest projected lineup is going to be in your pool. I guess that is kind of the important part there. So you can set rank by to projected score, but you can't set build mode to optimizer mode within a template and then have basically two types of builds run within the same build. So that's like the big caveat there. All right. Good questions. I think we're all caught up here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.